to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here. We got another week of refreshing truths from God's Word that we are going to be working through today. And we're going to be in Matthew chapter 5, primarily focusing on verse number 9 today. So if you want to start turning in your scripture there, that would be great. But I want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. They are based here in Brevard County. It is a family business that is licensed and insured. They got over 20 years of experience in the landscaping business, offering a full array of outdoor services that can enhance your outdoor living space. They offer artificial turf, carefully designed putting greens, landscaping services, paver installation. They can install and manage drains and downspouts. They can add landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair. They can handle everything from the design to the planting and can transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Treasure Your Landscape's phone number is 321-749-1432. Dan and Treasure and their family also own Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1. And the phone number at Space Coast Nursery is 321-452-5565. They are a blessing to the Refresh Radio program. They've been a blessing to do business with, and they love Jesus. So if you're looking for some new plants to, you know, decorate your yard with, if you're looking for an upgrade, you might find that they can provide all of the resources and skills that you need. 321-749-1432 for Treasure Your Landscape. 321-452-5565 for Space Coast Nursery. And we appreciate them and their support. Today we are going to be talking about something that is in great need in the world today. On Friday, I read the entire passage here from Matthew chapter 5, verse number 1, all the way down to verse number 12, where Jesus is teaching the disciples. But I just want to read verse number 9 today, and it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So if I can put it this way, making peace is one of the characteristics of God's family. God's family is in the peacemaking business. And yet we live in a day and time where peace is fleeting. If you remember, Jesus said in the last days there would be wars and rumors of wars. And that's because in the last days, people are getting farther and farther away from God. And God is the God of peace. So, the farther we get away from the only source of peace, we are left with strife and discord. Now, I will tell you that I do not enjoy conflict. I don't enjoy debating. It doesn't mean I can't do it. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy arguing. I don't enjoy strife, and I don't enjoy discord. I remember a day when I was on my way out of the office to run an errand, and a person knocked on the door, and you know, I knew who they were, and when I opened the door, they said, "Hi." I was bored, so I decided to come over here and argue with you. And I said, I am so sorry that you, you know, were bored at home and that you came over here for that reason, because I'm on my way out the door. But I want you to know that that didn't stop them from wanting to engage in a verbal conflict, which is what they wanted. You know, I can guarantee you that the morning of that event, and that happened a long, long time ago, but it still stands out in my mind. I guarantee you that when I woke up that morning, I did not say, "Boy, I hope somebody shows up at the church today that wants to argue and fuss and fight and feud." Guarantee you 100% that didn't take place. So, how do we navigate the realities of life where people are looking for any reason whatsoever to have non-peaceful relationships going on in their life? So, first of all, the Hebrew word for peace doesn't just mean tranquility, peace. It means soundness of body, soundness of mind, soundness of spirit, that there is wholeness in our finances, in our relationships. It is a complete and total manifestation of wholeness and soundness. And that can only come from God. So there are many people who think, well, if I'm not arguing, then we must have peace. And that is not the reality at all. I've known a number of people through the years who had that mindset. They just didn't realize that the problems had an orbit that they traveled around. And so those problems arose. It wasn't generally a monthly or, you know, every 6 months or what, so something like that. But whenever a holiday came around, there would be strife and discord. Whenever there would be a school issue, there would be strife or discord. And once the problem was out of sight, or it was off the top agenda item of the day, then they thought, "Oh, we've got peace, everything is great," and they had not done anything to solve the problem. So here it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers." If you know anything about the United Nations, they send representatives of the United Nations to places of conflict around the globe, and they are not called peacemakers, they are called peacekeepers. And basically, the role that a peacekeeper has is to keep the two feuding sides apart from one another. Go to your separate corners. And that is not the type of peace that God wants to do. He brings peace and soundness to relationships because he deals with the problem. So Jesus is the Lord, our peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And so we need to look at situations and say, how do we get from this place of contention to the place of peace? What needs to be done? And I can tell you that the people of God, the sons of God, the daughters of God, that we are the primary people who can bring peace even to the most difficult circumstance. So Jesus told a story, told a parable about a army that was preparing to attack another community, and the community that they were going to attack was not as numerous, was not as powerful as the attacker, and so the group that was getting ready to be attacked sent a delegation of peace to try and get peace established because they didn't want to be destroyed. And that peace was all based upon strength versus weakness. Strength versus weakness. And at that point in time, what you get is a truce, but you may not get lasting peace, because at some point in time, that person which is strong at the moment may become weaker. That person that is weak at the moment may become stronger. That's what happened in Egypt with the Egyptians and the children of Israel before Moses came as the deliverer. Joseph went there as a slave. Jacob and his family arrived in Egypt during their season of prosperity, and they were in a place of desperation. But the children of Israel grew very numerous, and Pharaoh, the new Pharaoh that came on the scene, looked at them as a threat, and so he created a hostile environment for them to exist in, because he didn't have any confidence that Israel would continue to think of Egypt as an ally, and he was afraid they would side with any enemies that attacked. So let's talk about making peace today. The first making of peace that must take place is we must make peace with God, okay? And so if you have peace with God and we're in a society that is not at peace with God, then you can expect that that society which was in conflict with God is also going to be in conflict with you, and you're going to hold contrasting views. So the Bible says that the people of this world think that Christians are there's something wrong with us because we are not jumping in and participating with them in all of the things that they participate in. So they think it's strange that you're not participating in immorality. They think that it's strange that you are not taking advantage of other people. There's all sorts of things that they think you're just out of your mind for not participating. And yet, because our minds have been renewed and we have made peace with God, that we know that God's got our best intentions and he's got the best provisions. So the issue is not whether or not you have ever heard of God. You have to ask the question, what is the issue that is causing there to not be a healthy, sound relationship with God? And the answer to that question is sin. The source of the problem is not with God. God gets blamed for a lot of things, but the source of the problem isn't God. And as long as we are humble enough to remember that God is perfect and God is holy and God is just and God is righteous and God is love and God is peace, and God is all wise and all knowing, he's aware of everything. As long as we remember to keep that, then we can come and say, you know what, there must be something going on, and it must be with me, and so I need to deal with that issue, and the issue is sin. The way to deal with sin is to repent and ask for forgiveness, and God stands there ready to forgive because of the blood of Jesus. Jesus is the solution. A lot of people want to avoid Jesus. And I will tell you that Jesus, he doesn't just want to work in the shadows. He wants to do a work in such a way that people are going to know that he is the one who has, you know, forgiven us. And he does not just take things away, but he fills the void. He fills the emptiness, the lack of purpose that we have in our life. So when we have peace with God, we have peace with God in his oversight, his provision, his direction, his care for us. So Jesus gave the disciples a command. He said, we've got to go to the other side of the sea. And so they got into a boat, got out there. They were rowing. Jesus was fast asleep, and a storm came upon the sea. And Jesus was fast asleep. He was at peace. You know, if you want to throw in rockabye baby, you know, there in the storm, he's at perfect contentment. And the disciples looked at Jesus sleeping in that situation and said, don't you care? We're about to die. And they were professionals as far as being out on the sea. Everything in their experience pointed to their demise, except for one thing. Jesus was asleep in the front of the boat. And they woke Jesus up, and he stood up, and he said, peace be still, and the storm came down, calmed down completely. Jesus' peace prevails even when there is an unprecedented level of turbulence in your environment, and it looks like destruction is the only outcome that is available. Listen, as long as Jesus is not panicking over your situation, you don't have to panic. Keep your eyes on Jesus and look for him. I believe it was Casting Crowns said, sometimes he calms the storm, sometimes he calms his child. We also need to make peace with ourselves. I know people who are really, really good at when they make a mistake. I'm not even talking massive failure, that when they make a mistake, that they can just beat themselves up. They don't need an outside voice of influence because they just are so hard on themselves, and that's pretty much a default mechanism. So we have a, as you've heard me talk about here on the program, we support missions to a great degree. And when we do that, I'm the one that fills out the form, and I'm the one that totals the form. And I got a phone message back the first to middle of May and said, you made an addition error. And it's like, oh no. I said, that's the first mistake I've made since the last one. Not that I try to make mistakes, but, and I'll have to go back and double check, because normally my, you know, mistakes get caught before they go out. But somehow that one slipped through. But I didn't spend days and days beating myself up over a simple addition mistake. It's like, oh, well, whatever it was, we'll get it corrected and adjust, overcome, and improvise. Some people, well, let me say this. All of us have a past. All of us have a past that's not rosy, it's not perfect, it's not something we're proud of. But if you have asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, you need to come to peace with your past. with your failures and things like that. Do not let your past failures prevent you from living with continual peace the way that Jesus wants you to live. Some of us need to come to peace with our failures and our hurts. Okay? Now, if you interact with me, you will notice that on my right hand, I'm missing two of the joints of my right ring finger. That's because of a childhood accident that happened. I could tell you the details. I'm not going to here on the radio. I don't have time for it. But can you imagine what life would be like if every day I looked at my hand and said, oh no, I can't type the way that everybody else types? Doesn't mean that I can't type. I just had to type differently than other people do. Oh no, I can't grip a bowling ball the way that other people do. Well, that's okay. I can grip a bowling ball different. In fact, I've got some friends that I've gone and watched bowl in tournaments, and a lot of people don't even use finger holes anymore in their bowling balls. That's something that is amazing to me, and I don't think I would have ever been able to bowl like that. But God wants us to come to peace with the fact that He is able to continue to use us in spite of our imperfections and our past and our hurts. And so if you have ever injured somebody, you need to repent and ask Him to forgive you. If you have been hurt by someone, you need to forgive them and allow God to fill your heart with the peace of God over that situation instead of the anger and the hostility and the bitterness. Okay? We also need to come to peace with other people. I will say this. There are certain situations in the world where peace is bad for business. There are people who do not want a solution, because if a solution comes, then there's no research money. There's no aid that pours in. If there's no conflict, then you've got to start moving forward with what does a life of peace look like. So there was a funny cartoon that I saw that echoed this statement. A person came in and said, I found a cure for this disease. And the other researcher said, no, you didn't. He said, yes, I did. And he said, look, if you found a cure, then all of the research dollars go away. My job goes away. Your job goes away. And the guy said, I may be really close to finding a cure. And because they don't, sometimes society doesn't want the solution, they realize that the ongoing process is lucrative. So you have to ask yourself, do both parties want peace? And if they do, then that's fantastic. If both parties are not interested in peace, then there's no reason sitting down at the table with them, because they're not interested in it. So, then another thing that you could ask when you are operating as a peacemaker is, what is the reason for the strife? What's the reason? What's the problem? I've heard it said that the feud between the Hatfields and the McCoys went on for so long that nobody really remembered what the feud began about. You know, there was one war that was 100 years long. It's called the Hundred Years' War. That's a long time. The people who started that war, long, long since dead and gone. But there had been conflict that had been going on continually and in perpetuity. And you have to ask yourself, what are we fighting for? And so I will tell you this, that I believe your marriage is worth fighting for. I believe a relationship with God is worth fighting for. I believe presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to everybody around the world. I believe that that is worth striving for. So if you can find the reason, then you can begin to work out what the solution is. True peace is not one person winning and the other person losing. That results in a truce. Truce and peace are different. Truce is a cessation of hostilities, but yet they could flare up at any given moment. But peace says, you know what? Both of our situations are so much better because we aren't looking to destroy one another. We are looking to benefit one another. So true peace isn't one winning and one losing. It is both parties coming into a covenant relationship. And you can see that in the scriptures when the Gibeonites came to present themselves as neighbors from far away to the children of Israel when the children of Israel went into the promised land. And the Gibeonites said, look, God said that he was going to destroy us. We don't want to be destroyed. We want to come and so we want to enter into a covenant with the people of Israel. And unfortunately, it was deception to make their case. The children of Israel entered into covenant with them, and the nations around the Gibeonites said, I can't believe you did that, so we're going to attack you. And when those people attacked the Gibeonites, the children of Israel said, if you've attacked them, you've attacked us. And we're going to come to their defense because we want peace with them. Let me end today's program by telling you this, that when you are at peace with God and you're part of God's family, that's what God's family does. God's family makes peace. If you're under attack, please understand that that covenant you have with God is not a one-way street. It is a two-way street, and God will come to your defense. So if you're being attacked physically or spiritually or by another person, you can always cry out to God and say, God, you know, I don't want you to wipe them off the face of the earth. God, how can we make peace in this situation so that people will see that you are real and your family is here on the earth? You have a day filled with the peace of God. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Thank you.